Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Her snatch face is the best in the world, is the best in the world. You can say she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. And everyone around her sees her skincare is so right. The honeys who surround her feel the benefit of it, it makes her calm. She holds her serum bottle in her palm. Suddenly I cream! Natural's what I wanna be. Suddenly I cream. Why the hell it means so much to me. Natural's what I wanna be. Suddenly I cream. Why the hell cream means so much to me. Yes. Welcome to Natural, everybody. Welcome to Natural, the beauty comedy podcast, where we laugh and we cry and suddenly we cream. We cream. We cream the neck. We cream the face. We cream the décolletage. We cream our bodies. We cream wherever we want to cream, damn it. That's our right. Welcome to Natural. I'm your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Shock, your queen of creams, the host with the most serum, the freshest fridge on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natural. I'm fired the fuck up today. I don't know if you could tell. I'm fired the fuck up today. I always am, but I'm really excited today. Why am I excited? Well, you might have heard my intro song. I picked this song because when I think of a romantic comedy, I hear Katie Tunstall. I just hear this song. And I said, I haven't done this song yet. And I said, I see a hot New York woman getting on the subway, starting her morning. And she steps onto the subway and we hear Katie Tunstall playing. I said, this is the cinematic song. And my guest today knows all about that motif, honey. She knows all about the rom-com. She knows how to set a scene. She knows how to really paint a picture for us. My guest today is a writer, podcaster, and also a Cancer, I found out, which is exciting. Both my parents are Cancers. My baby might be a Cancer if he's real late. We'll see. I love a good water sign, honey. My guest is the co-host of arguably the biggest and baddest, most critically acclaimed beauty podcast on the scene, Forever 35. Heard of it, sweetie? And she has a new novel out called In a New York Minute. I'm looking right at it. I read it and I loved it, honey. And let me tell you something. I've been reading nothing but baby books and I took a break from, my guess is, I think choking or laughing. I can't tell. It's okay. You can laugh.
Okay.
You don't hold it in.
Oh my gosh. You're so funny.
Don't
Jackie.
Hold it in. My guest sent me this book and I took a break from my stack of baby books and I read it in, I don't know, 3 days. And this is true. I did give myself a UTI sitting in the bath too long reading this book.
What an honor.
UTI worthy. Put that on the back of the next print, Kate, okay?
I'm getting a sticker and slapping
yes,
it on.
Yes, and I am a little prone to them these days, but I stayed in the bath way too long because I was just having such a lovely time reading this book. It's out now wherever books are sold. New York Minute. The cover is great. I have so many questions about it. Please welcome returning guest to Natural, Kate Spencer. Welcome to Natural, Kate.
Oh my gosh. That was the best intro I've ever gotten. Also,
wow.
Suddenly I See is the perfect
yes.
early aughts
yes.
rom-com song.
Yes.
As it was playing, I was like, I can't think of any specific movie it's in because maybe it's in all of them.
Yeah, same. I can't think of any specific movie, but it fits them all.
All of them.
Yes, it works.
Like possibly Devil Wears Prada.
Maybe.
I need to Google it later.
If it is, I'm going to feel embarrassed.
Because you've seen that movie so many
yes,
times.
Yes, yeah, me too. You think we would know. And it's on TBS all the time.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
That's a real comfort.
Yes,
it's
same.
I don't know if it's a rom-com. It's a com. Maybe like a rom-com?
It's definitely not a rom-com. Because no. Adrian Grenier's in it for maybe two scenes.
And then there's the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
The actor whose name I can't think of.
But he is really hot.
He's hot.
Don't they do it, though? Don't they hook up in France? Or do they not? We need to rewatch Devil Wears
we
Prada.
We do.
That's what I'm realizing.
Because I also feel like Cerulean Blue is like back in.
Yes.
And so it's all full circle.
It's all cyclical. Fashion is cyclical, isn't it, Kate?
It is. Actually, I've been like kind of really having a hard time processing the return of the early
aughts. I can't even talk about it. I know. I really, there's so much anger, and I place it at my mom, even though it's really not her fault. But why didn't she tell me to keep my clothes? I'm so angry that she didn't say to me, Jackie, when you're 37, the clothes you wore at 17 are going to be cool again. Why, Kate, didn't she tell me that? I feel like that is a mother's duty.
You know, it's interesting because my mom had a pair of belts. Like, she had a few things mm-hmm. she saved from the 60s
yeah.
that I then tried to shove myself yeah. into in, like, 1996.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we were wearing in, like, 99 to 03, 04, mm-hmm. even with... You know, get into the 05s.
Those are my glory days. You're talking about my glory days.
See, I was out of college at
yeah.
that point.
03 is my high school grad year.
You also, your prom dress, it's like a tube top.
Yeah, and they're all back
dress.
Again.
Yes. Emily Ratajkowski
yes.
wore one at the fucking Oscars.
At the friggin' Grammys.
Grammys. Thank you.
I'm like, Meg Thee Stallion is wearing my prom dress.
Yeah, it's really throwing me for a loop.
It is. Kate, this isn't a fashion show, so I'm going to move on.
That's fine.
The first question everybody gets on Nashville is, what type of skin do you have, Kate?
I have combination skin.
Okay, yes.
It tends to...
And you've got your cute little freckles.
I got a lot of...
I love those little freckles.
That's another thing that's fucking me up lately is that the Zers, the Gen Zers, are putting freckles on their face.
Because
I'm a natural freckle face.
Yes.
And that was something growing up...
That you had to grapple with.
Yes, because the cultural makeup trend was to cover them
yes.
up. So, and I always have liked them. I don't have any kind of hang up on them, but you were told that you should have had a hang up.
Well, it's so gross. And I feel it might be different now. Whatever you had, they tell you to get rid of it. If you're a blonde, they say dye your hair brown. If you're brown, they say dye your hair blonde. If you have freckles, you cover them up. If you have big boobs, you want to shrink them. If you have tiny boobs, you want to pad them. It's just like, I feel like the newer generation, they love their bodies and they love everything that makes them different. I don't know if that's just TikTok.
That's how it feels on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for them to understand us older folks.
Right.
Who are still
the struggle.
Yeah. Still kind of like holding
We're
on to the fucking side of
still figuring it out.
Yes.
I still can't get my damn eyebrows straight.
Well, and now you're going to be...
It's a daily journey.
Yeah, you're going to be told to change them again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not.
I'm not.
I refuse. That's one thing. I refuse to go back to the skinny eyebrows.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm not.
Same. And I'm not going to go back to the low-waisted jeans.
No. I rocked them, though, Kate,
of course
day.
You did.
Don't get it twisted.
No. I've seen photos of you. You are a butterfly
clip
icon.
The torso was made for me.
Yes.
The low...
You've got the bod for it.
Well, you know, listen, the baby bump is a different story.
Well, you could wear a nice low-waisted
I am right now. My sweatpants are low-rise right now because nothing will go over this damn bump, and I refuse to buy maternity clothes. Anyway, Kate, next world question.
Yes,
my world questions take 15 minutes. It's fine. Take me back, okay? Take me back. Back where, kind of where we're discussing now. What is the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Okay, I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
When I was... About 10 or 11 years old.
Okay. Oh, young, honey.
Young. My mom and I, my aunt and my cousin and my grandmother went on a trip to the UK. So we went to London and then we went to Edinburgh.
What a memorable trip.
It was true. It was my first time leaving the country. And we went to the Body Shop, which at the time did not exist from what I remember in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So it had the... kind of exotic allure of like an international flavor.
Yes.
And I bought their cucumber cleansing milk.
Okay.
to wash my face. And then they had a cucumber scented toner. And I'm assuming I bought a moisturizer, although it was the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, we didn't. Moisturizer didn't exist.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
We were not. We were sanding our faces with sandpaper.
Yes.
But I can still remember. I can remember like the smell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that cucumber water.
Refreshing.
It was so refreshing. And their products came in these like really cute little plastic bottles. And I felt so like.
You felt so European and chic.
Very much so, and elevated.
Yeah.
Right? Like it just felt, something about it felt very special.
Yeah. What a lovely memory.
I can remember. And then I ended up working at the body shop all through high school.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So she really enjoyed the product, honey.
I was a good brand ambassador for their stuff, I will say.
I think I had a mango body butter.
That's a Body Shop product?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Their body butters were nice. Now, I haven't stepped foot in one in years.
And they're cruelty-free.
They are. And
Bath & Body Works is not.
And were like...
100 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. That was really their thing.
If you see a little black fly in your eyes, you're not crazy. My roses that I picked this morning for you. Oh, every once in a while, I see that. There's
that's fine.
A couple, just so you know, I don't have like an infestation.
These roses are so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I can't take credit for them. It's the old woman who passed away who had this house before me. But when the people who grew up in this house, they're adult humans now. They took me around the property, and she literally had tears in her eyes saying, this was my grandmother's rose bush. We planted it in the 70s.
Wow.
So I'm keeping them alive. I'm doing my best.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. But listen, flowers are powerful. I did pick those just for you this morning.
Thank you. They're gorgeous.
You know what I didn't know? Roses have a lot of fucking thorns.
Yeah,
look at the
not,
thorns. Look at them. They're like death traps.
Yeah, they are. When you actually pick a rose from a bush.
Yeah.
And not like you don't get one in a bouquet at Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do they take them off at Costco or are this just a different varietal? I don't know. I haven't Googled it.
I've never Googled this either, but in my imagination, the people who are cutting the roses off the bushes, there's got to be some sort of like dethorning.
Dethorner. Because they are thorny AF.
Yeah, we'll get you.
I was shocked. Look at that.
Yeah,
they could kill someone.
They look like piranha mouths.
Yes, exactly. They're like murder weapons. Okay, I have a bonus warm-up question for you that I pick for everyone. Yours is, what's your favorite New York City neighborhood?
Oh, wow.
I know. Pressure now, honey. As Kate takes a sip of one of her three beverages she brought.
I brought three drinks. You know what? Because you never know what you're going to want.
I have two in front of me, and this is a lot because my husband's the same way. He always has at least three choices.
Sometimes I have four. Like, sometimes there will also be a bubbly water in
the
mix. See,
that's not my energy, despite me having two right now, because I think what Ben does is too much. I'm just like, Ben, make a choice.
No, we can't. This is cancer energy.
Yes.
So just buckle up if you have a cancer.
Okay.
My favorite neighborhood in New York City.
What could it be? Several are mentioned in this book.
So before I moved, I lived in New York for 10 years. Before I moved, we were living in Park Slope.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a special kinship to that neighborhood.
Okay, fair.
Though I haven't been there. Mm-hmm. I've lived there in over 10 years. So all could have changed. But I do love that part of Brooklyn. It just feels there's just something very nourishing.
Oh, yes, honey.
About it.
It's a great attribute word.
Right? Mm-hmm. A neighborhood can be nourishing.
Of course it can.
Yeah.
And it could be the opposite. It could be depleting.
Yes, I've been in those neighborhoods too.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know. New York can feel special depending on whatever memories you have of the different locations. So
yeah. Oh, I know. I listen to Taylor Swift.
God.
I'll never walk Cordelia Street again. Yes, honey.
Yes. Do we think that's
she
about Carly Kloss?
She picked it. Oh.
That's the theory.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's very tall.
She is.
She's 6 feet. Flat-footed.
Yeah.
She's a tall flat-footed? Queen. We love a tall queen.
We do. We're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're tall. T-Swift also tall.
I know.
Kate.
Yes.
Last one more question. This is Nat Butte. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
I think my empathy.
Yes.
And my sense of humor.
Lovely. Short answer because we talked so much. We love to see it.
We did.
Great answer. Okay, Kate. This is a loaded question. So last time you were here was 2018.
God.
I know. Another lifetime ago for me, to be honest. You and Dory were here. Dory was pregnant. So much was different.
God. That's
you
right.
talked about ice rolling
oh,
while
I do
driving.
Love an ice roller. Yeah, I've done. I do that.
Off the top of your head, how has your self-care routine evolved since that time in your life? We've all gone through a lot. We went through a quarantine. You have children. They're even older now. You're in a different stage of motherhood in your life. You've now written a novel. How has your self-care changed? Just cliff notes in general.
Okay. A big thing for me that I have worked on since you and I last talked is my relationship to my body and to food.
Yes, yes.
Which I think has been a huge self-care shift for me. And also really getting my mental health not squared away, because I don't want to think of it as like a problem that's got to be solved. But I am now way more medicated. And
okay,
that
yes.
has, and I've also had diagnoses. Like I finally figured out that I have ADHD and like all this stuff, which has been really impactful in terms of how I then care for myself.
Yes. It's all connected, isn't
it? Yes, it's all connected. But I did sunscreen before I came here.
Yeah.
And that's still part of it all.
Of course.
You know, it's like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things.
Would
are
you say
branches.
It's a rose bush?
Yeah. And every rose does have its thorn. Mm-hmm. In your case, lots of thorns.
Yes.
And every little thorn is a self-care practice that you do.
Exactly. And there's little buds.
And little
there's
bugs.
There's some blue and little bugs. And they're all part of the ecosystem.
They are.
And we love them.
Look, I do think that is, when you think of self-care, it can include all the things.
Yes.
As it should.
Yes. It's not just cream.
No.
It's all other facets as well.
But it's also okay if it is cream.
That's true. You're right. We're all just doing our best.
We are. And I kind of get a little turned off by these articles that are like, self-care is not a bath.
I know.
And it's like,
I know.
Okay.
It actually is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, just the policing of these practices.
But it's just women aren't allowed to have joy.
Yeah,
That's exactly what it boils down to.
Is this shit that women are doing is pretty dumb.
Right.
It's like, just fucking leave us alone.
Don't be jealous of my bath. You would love this bath if you stepped into it.
Right. And you would probably.
Your toxic masculinity won't even let you enjoy my sitz bath, honey. Do you know what a sitz bath is?
I do.
Because I'm supposed to do them after I give birth.
You're going to want to.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a vaginal birth, or if you have a C-section, but there's like pressure on your vagina.
Yeah.
Yes. Or even if you don't.
Yeah.
Because it can help with hemorrhoids. It can help with all sorts of good stuff.
I guess I have to figure it out. That's all I know.
You get like a little bucket that rests on your toilet.
Okay.
Then you put warm water in and some herbs.
Okay.
And you just soak your ass and your vagina in
Wait,
it, honestly.
Wait, in the toilet?
Like,
help me here.
This is what I had.
It's like a bucket with a seat on it.
Yeah, that goes over your toilet seat.
Sort of like a camping toilet.
Kind of.
Okay.
And you would put the warm water in there, and then I had some sort of like sitz bath.
Yeah. Like a mix.
Mix, yes.
Okay, I have that on my registry.
Yeah, I would definitely. It did. I had a C-section with my first kid and a vaginal birth with my second.
Oh, you had a V-back.
I had a V-back.
Okay, honey.
And it did. But with my first kid, too, she was coming out, but then she flipped in labor.
Oof.
So I had to get rushed to a C-section, but I was dilated.
Yeah.
And I think both times I sitz bathed.
Nice.
But especially with the one that came out of the vagina.
Yeah.
You got to care for those.
Well, we'll see.
Those tender parts.
They're going to be jealous of my sitz bath. That's all I know. Now, Kate, we're going to discuss your book in a New York Minute, which I have in my hands right now. Okay, I have so many questions about your book.
Really?
I don't even know how many we're going to get to.
I'm so flat. I'm
I don't
so
want to keep you here all day, but.
I've got nothing to do.
Is this in any way based on your own personal love story with your husband?
Oh, that's such a sweet question. No.
Because you do dedicate the book to him.
I do.
And you do say, like, our New York love story.
Well, I dedicate the book to my husband, who I did meet in New York City, and two of my best friends who I lived with the first year I moved to New York.
Are the two besties in this book based on them?
They're not based on them.
Yeah.
But I think, like anything that's fiction, there's inspiration taken.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely our... I mean, they're still two of my best friends, but our friendship and the closeness we had and like the memory, the kind of like scrappy memories you make.
Yes.
Especially in your early 20s. It's all definitely inspired by them. But and I definitely fell in love with my husband to the backdrop of New York City.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had no money. So the city becomes like your activity because
yeah.
you couldn't afford to do anything. So,
right.
But the characters are not based on him.
Yeah.
But he.
And the circumstances aren't.
No, he and I met.
Y'all didn't meet on a subway?
We didn't meet on a
subway. During
a
little incident?
No, there was no wardrobe malfunction.
Okay.
We met. He saw me perform.
Yes.
And told somebody he thought I was cute. And then one night I went to go see his group perform, not knowing this. And that same person was like, my friend thinks you're hot. Are you single?
Look at that.
Yeah. So we both saw each other perform before we actually met. Perform improv comedy, in case anybody.
Performance art. You were both.
We were both
yeah.
so talented performance artists.
You had locked yourself up in one, like the ladder. You
didn't oh, yeah.
eat for 3 days like
no.
on Sex and
I was painting the walls with my menstrual yeah, yeah. blood. Yeah. All of it. But no, it's not. I think. No. It was. It's all fiction, but there's tons of things from your real life mm-hmm. that you bring to anything.
And yeah,
I think it's,
of course.
I think it's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
My next question is, a fun surprise that I did not know until second chapter is that, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, I guess, is that each chapter goes back and forth between the voices of the two main characters.
Yeah.
One of which is male.
Uh-huh.
How did you get into a man's head? How did you differentiate the voices? Because they're so different.
Wow.
It really does feel like a dude is writing this. A dude's inner thoughts. I'm like, how did Kate get in the head of a man?
How did you do this? Flattered. Have you ever read a book with dual point of view like this before?
I'm sure I have, but not off the top of my head. I can't pinpoint one specifically.
It happens a lot in romance books.
Okay,
so
that's not really yes. my typical genre, believe it or not.
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also in fan fiction, which I've read a lot of, people will do dual POV.
I also haven't read a lot of that.
Well, listen, you're missing out. Number one.
Sure.
How did I get into the head
of... Did you, like, sit in a chair, kind of wide-legged, and, like, snort a little bit? Yeah, I'm a dude, man. Like, what'd you do? How'd you do that?
No one has asked me this question.
Really?
No, and honestly...
Wow, I'm such a good journalist.
You are a good journalist.
Oh my God.
I found the male character to be easier to kind of understand.
Well, that makes sense.
Possibly because we live in a patriarchal society.
Well,
so
just men are a little more obvious.
Well, they
about
are
their
kind of basic,
and
honestly. Yeah.
Men are basic.
Men are basic. Right?
If you take one thing away from this entire interview, men are basic.
Men are basic.
Well, they can just be a little simpler to understand, maybe. Fairer?
Yes, and I think like.
Because they're allowed to be.
Well, yeah, we're like bombarded with all their shit
yes.
all day long, especially specifically our friends, the white straight man.
Yes.
Which is the main character is the white straight man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do anything specific. I felt like I could understand his insecurities. And also I read a lot of romance. And so I know what I love in like a, let's say a hetero romance character, like a dude and woman. I'm adding too many qualifiers here, but I know what I like. In my like grumpy, hot male character.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's how he was formed.
I found it extremely impressive.
Go on. Keep it coming.
Yeah. Did you ever have any issues with differentiating the voices? Did you ever write a sentence and go, that sounds more like Franny actually?
Yes. Oh yes. And I like thankfully I you know, you work with an editor when you publish a book. And my editor would just be like, he wouldn't, like, she was so great. She'd be like, he wouldn't say this.
Yeah.
He doesn't use this term. Or
he's
like,
I'm running down to Dwayne Reed to pick up my diva cup. Oh, yeah. Wait, shit, wrong character.
Yes, exactly that. But yeah, you do, yes, because anytime you make anything, like, your brain just starts to become a blur,
yes.
right?
Like, I can't even imagine. Did you go back and forth between, or did you try to write everything from her POV, everything from his POV, and kind of place it together?
The way I write... Is chronological.
Wow, yes, honey. Chronological queen.
Oh,
honey.
And I don't know a lot of writers who do that. Some people like write this scene.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then that
whatever
scene
comes out. Yeah.
I have to go, like the way my brain works, like I have to go in order.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think I
You're
did
like,
go
I have
back
four
and forth.
Drinks in front of me. I'm going to write everything in order.
Take, and then I might get one more drink just to really
seal it
clutter
in.
The table.
Yes. You're using every single one of my coasters right now. Well, because no, but so many drinks.
You know what I realized? I have like a coaster, but then the drink's not on it. And also, one of these coasters is Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they're mugshots.
Yes.
They're mugshots.
David Bowie, Justin Bieber, and then who is this?
I think it's Robert Downey Jr. Wait, is it? I don't know. I'm actually not looking at it. Who is it?
I cannot for the life of me.
I think that's Robert Downey Jr., no? Hey, Ben!
Whoever it is, it's a handsome person.
Who's the third mugshot? Who's the third mugshot coaster? You know your mugshot coasters that I commandeered for my office? Who's the third one? Who?
Oh! Yes, now I see it. It does look
Al
oh, and it's
Pacino.
Like a young Al Pacino.
A young Al Pacino.
Would hit
there
it.
There you go.
Would hit it.
I believe they say smash now.
Ugh, I'm so...
Come on, Kate.
I would smash it.
Yeah, yeah. Smash is the new hit it.
Oh, it's so hard. Even today, I was just thinking about how people say, like, it's giving me...
Yes, and... it's giving.
Yeah.
I'm it's so giving behind. Smash energy. I don't
the coaster
know.
Is giving smash energy.
The coaster is giving smash energy. Okay, my next question about the book. Franny, the main character, she's described a lot. She has beautiful curls. She loves a red statement lip.
She does.
I was wondering if you know what her statement red lip is. Is she a Ruby Woo gal? Is she Russian red? Is she hourglass liquid lip? Did you decide at any point? Because it wasn't named. I'm also wondering, because you are a fragrance gal, what's her fragrance, and does she have a curly girl hair routine?
Oh my God, this is so much fun. Okay, so I didn't...
Do you do character work like that? Do you write out things?
No, but I love... So she does wear a statement red lip a lot.
Yes.
She's got a short hair, curly hair bob.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for her, she would either wear the Sephora 01 lip... The permanent lip stain thing.
Yes, very popular.
Or I think she's a drugstore makeup gal.
Okay, yeah.
She's not loaded, and she...
But she does have great taste.
She's got good taste. I mean, this is fiction, so I did give her, like, a cute apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think
I love when she cooks and has a... You can have a classy life in a tiny apartment.
Fuck
you can,
yes.
It's, you can be opulent on a budge, hun.
Yeah, that's kind of her vibe, yes. I actually think. She definitely sees beauty in things, but she's on a budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I personally have been using Heatwave from NARS.
Okay.
Which I like as a red lip.
Mm-hmm.
Not CF, I don't Mm-mm. think, though. So I think I do think she could be a Target makeup gal.
Yeah.
There's a, I can't remember the lip stain. Maybe a CoverGirl gal?
CoverGirl has stepped their shit up.
I know, right? Talking about cruelty free.
And they make a liquid lip that's Gorgina. Allie Ward, her red is a cover girl. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's that.
Yeah, like she's not above a drugstore mm-hmm. makeup haul.
Of course.
At all. In terms of a curly girl hair routine, I mean, yeah, she keeps her hair sopping wet, scrunches mm-hmm. it in a microfiber towel.
Okay, yeah.
And does a curl cream.
Yeah.
No
Basic,
brushing.
Love it.
Yeah.
She's watched the YouTubes.
She's down. She maybe likes a DaVinus hair product.
Okay, yeah. Who doesn't?
A lot of curly girls.
They have
like
a curl cream.
Is it nice?
Well, listen, I have the straightest hair in the world, but Allison Rosen's husband, Daniel, has incredible curls. And I went through her house a few months ago and I stopped him. I said, your hair has never looked better. And he goes, it's the DaVinus curl cream.
Seriously?
And he showed me the tube. And I was like, I don't have curly hair, but Ben has a little curl. I'm like, I need to buy that for him and see if it'll like... curl him up.
Well, I
maybe
have,
Franny has it.
She might.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're a curly haired girl, you splurge on the hair. Like
yes.
that's your area.
Because that's
where
your
like,
thing.
Yeah. And you need products that really work. Mm. I had hair like your hair.
Yeah.
And then as I've gotten older, a wave has appeared. And so now I
that
put
to me.
I put a curl cream. It might after yeah. you give birth too.
You never know.
Happens.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
So I now kind of do a curly girl method and yeah, it gives me a
little
wave.
Bit of a
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be lucky if that happened to me. I'd love it. Do you think Franny has a signature fragrance?
Okay, yes, the fragrance.
Yeah.
This is a great question.
Is she a Lalabo queen?
I was almost like, does she
it's
wear
expensive.
Lalabo? Yeah, and also it's
a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know a ton about fragrances, so I can't throw out another. That was my only example I had. I'm tapped out now, Kate. You're on your own.
You know, no, one of my dear, dear friends, I call her my fancy friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some of those.
You have like
my friend Bonnie loves caviar.
Okay, yeah.
She just like orders it and eats it.
And she has like good taste.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exquisite.
So that's my friend Elena, and she lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fragrance store in the West Village that she always talks about going to, and she always gets a unique fragrance that always smells amazing. She was wearing Elena Santal 33, like way before everyone mm-hmm. else. So I don't have a good fragrance for Franny, but I feel like it would be something that my friend Elena is
yes.
wearing.
That, we like, should consult.
I'll text her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's, I'm going to New York this month and I'm hopefully going to see her. Guaranteed she will smell amazing mm-hmm. and it will be nothing anybody else is wearing.
Okay. Well,
she just has that taste.
I think you need to ask her. Obviously, she's read your book.
She has.
So
she's
be like,
thanked in the acknowledgments.
So you need to say, hey, Elena, what fragrance do you think Franny would wear?
I need to, you know what? This is a great question. I will text her and ask
Just
her.
Because I feel it really would set the tone, because Hayes always says, oh, she smells amazing.
Like, yes.
He catches a whiff.
I love catching a whiff.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I will see someone who I don't find attractive and then I'll catch a whiff of them I will be turned
Same.
On. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I love a whiff.
Have you ever gone in an elevator with a man? Again, pre-COVID times. Because I feel I haven't smelled a human in years.
No.
And you just, your whole story goes to your head.
Yes. And often I do love a cologne. My mm-hmm. husband doesn't wear a fragrance.
Ben doesn't either.
And I don't know if he would enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm into a fragrance on another
Why not?
Person. Yeah.
Speaking of catching a vibe, as the kids would say. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've heard that term.
I have to ask you about the sexy scenes of the book, because I feel like you've already said that you've read some romance novels in
Lots.
Your day,
yes.
but how do you get in the mindset for a sexy scene to come out of your body? Is there anything different you do? Do you put on Tracy Chapman? You light some candles? I don't know. She's sensual, Kate. She's sensual. Okay, if you had to ask.
Tracy Chapman's like who I cry to. That's so interesting.
See, I find her voice very
she
sensual.
She does have a very beautiful voice.
Sensual voice, okay? I don't know, Kate. Don't judge my kinks.
You know what? I'm sorry to yuck your yum.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you want to fuck to Tracy Chapman,
yeah.
I support
First
it.
First of all, I didn't say I fucked to her. I said she gets me in a sensual mood,
okay?
Don't
okay.
judge.
I'm not.
How did you write? Because, honey, you go there.
Well,
honey,
that's funny
you
say
go
that
there in this book, honey.
I don't. Well, it's interesting you say that, because in romance bookstagrammers who have read this
yeah.
and reviewed it have been very kind, but will often describe it as not having quote steam,
okay.
which is like a romance slang
because
word
you don't say
sex.
Engorged member.
Well, you can read some really great romance that has some very detailed
yeah.
sex scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
have you read 50 Shades? I feel like that's really the only thing I've delved in.
I've read that. I read that when it was Twilight fan fiction
oh, wow.
called Master of the Universe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I read a ton of romance. And so
I read that Grasping My Pearls.
50 Shades?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. He rips out her tampon and throws
yeah.
it across the room. And I'm
yeah.
like, wow, I didn't need that detail, but I kind of liked it.
I would say the best example of like
yeah.
the best writing in
right.
the romance
yeah.
genre.
Yeah. Kate, listen, I'm on limited resources here.
But but for them, I felt it's really interesting. I felt like awkward writing their sex scenes
yeah.
because they're kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm working on my
it's
next
It's awkward
book.
The first time you hook up.
It
I
is.
Mean, it is. If it's not, I don't know where I've been.
No, I've never had it be not awkward.
Yeah.
But in the next book I'm writing,
oh, yes,
it's
honey.
Way more graphic and they're just doing it like everywhere.
Oh.
And it felt easier to write them. So I don't have a time. I've only written these two fiction books and I truly think it depends on your characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like shy and silly every time I do it.
Yeah.
And that, I think it's because I'm like a Puritan from Boston.
Yeah.
Who has always felt shy and silly about sex.
Yeah.
And kissing and everything. So.
Well, let me just say, I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did.
I enjoyed it. I couldn't stop.
I love reading all sorts of intimacy in
yeah.
books. I love it.
Well, I guess I need to start reading more romance novels is what I'm gathering from
Honestly,
this because I enjoyed this very much.
Yes, you should. There's so many amazing people writing romance and who have written romance with lots of really great
Well, hookups. You're going to have to make me a Google Doc
I'll
or
make
something
you a list, yes.
Because, I don't know, do you want to read once you have a baby? Once maybe there's a little more sleep involved and I'm breastfeeding, hopefully, I'm going to need a book, right?
Some people do read.
Yeah.
I did a lot of like binge watching on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I watched
I keep hearing
Skins.
About that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you watch Bridgerton?
Of course.
Speaking of romance, honey.
Have you finished the second season?
Of course I did.
So
I had
I'm only
to.
Halfway. I'm
okay.
only halfway. I'm saving
I couldn't
the,
stop.
I know. I was up till 2 in the morning. The
other yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to wait. But I had to know. I had to know.
And that is, I haven't read Bridgerton, so I think there's some
yeah
people who are very loyal to the book.
Who, yes.
Who don't like that it's different in this season.
Oh,
but
interesting.
I loved it. I'm loving the slow burn.
I love a slow burn. And Simone Ashley, most gorgeous woman I've ever seen, perhaps.
I know.
Her skin on the screen, I like gasp. I'm
every
like, you're
time,
so beautiful.
Like, you just see her, like,
and the sister,
profile.
Too.
They're both
Ben
gorgeous.
Thinks the sister, he's into the sister more. And I'm okay. like, well, you can have her, and I'll have
yeah,
Kate.
In this fantasy where
yes,
we,
yes.
Yeah.
I will step in.
Yeah.
I want to be the queen.
Well,
that's
know,
my dream
well,
role.
She's, well,
isn't she the best?
Yeah, and her wigs are
incredible.
One thing about this season of Bridgerton is that the two main love interests, they have my name and my husband's name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he didn't.
Honey,
he wasn't that
we gotta
affected
get y'all
by that.
Some cosplay outfits, okay? Get you those horse. Go out to that horse stable.
Well, I ride horses.
Yeah,
so
that's what
I just
I'm
be
saying.
Trotting
y'all are,
around my yard waiting
yeah.
to get. Yeah.
Okay, listen, I want this for you. Kate, we're going to play a round of New Palette Who Dis.
Okay, great.
What's up, girl? New Palette.
So, Kate, I don't know if you know if this gets covered on Forever 35 often, but, you know, fast fashion exists in the beauty world. It's called fast beauty.
Yeah.
Every brand is putting out their own palette, licensing them out. So we like to go through and look at what's going on. Do you have your phone? Does your phone work? I know you said it had a meltdown.
Oh, it was so weird. It, like, shut down in the car. No, it works fine.
Okay, great. I'm going to paste a link to your phone.
Oh my
yes,
God, I'm so excited.
I have okay. Kate's number, everybody. The first palette we're going to be looking at today, speaking of being a Bostonite.
Oh, my God.
Are you aware of the Dunkin' Donuts Elf collaboration that just dropped?
Holy shit. I'm not. But
okay.
I really like Elf's products.
Okay.
And I need this.
So take a look. There is a full product line. We
oh
have.
My God, look.
We have a Dunkin' primer, which I believe smells like glazed donuts. We have an eyeshadow set. We have a strawberry donut with sprinkles sponge. We have glosses. We have a coffee lip scrub. We have a wake up and makeup bag. This is a full line. It comes in a little donut box. It's a whole mood.
Okay.
So, Kate, your initial thoughts. Is this something you might want to get? Are you into it? Or how are you feeling?
I'm into it purely because I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if I were not emotionally attached to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's one on every corner where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't care. But this like scratches every
yeah.
itch I have of homesickness.
Yeah.
Slash fun beauty products slash I do like Elf.
Yeah.
So I would be a yes on this one.
Okay, wow. There's a lot of stuff. How do you feel about, let's take Dunkin' away.
Okay.
How would you feel about a face primer that smells like glazed donut?
That's where I'm kind of gagging.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right?
Not,
aren't you a little bit?
Oh, not for me, hon.
No.
Not my vibe.
Scented beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real miss for me.
It's not my cup of tea either.
No.
Coffee lip scrub sounds okay.
Yeah, that
I can fuck
nice,
with that.
Actually, a scented lip product I could do. But
yeah.
A scented face product?
Apparently, it's literally like mm-mm. putting glazed donut.
Oh, that makes me want to barf.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nope.
But,
okay, so I'd walk away probably in like a, if I was thinking rationally.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm thinking with my heart and my stomach.
You're like, I'll take the whole collection.
Yeah, give me that box. Give me the Dunkin's bag.
Do you think you would put your makeup on with a giant makeup sponge in the shape of a donut?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not, it's a beauty blend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I can work with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I had a feeling that one might tug
this
at your heartstrings.
This really
it came out
my boat.
When this came out last week and I put it on this document, I was like, oh, Kate's gonna.
I'm
this
100%
is, this
on
is
board.
So perfect for your visit on Edge Butte.
I love Dunkin' so much.
Here's the next one,
okay,
Kate.
Okay.
Now, might not be as perfect.
This fascinating.
This is a new brand. I've never tried it, called Rock and Roll Beauty, a beauty brand inspired by rock and roll. The first launch is the Jimi Hendrix collection. Okay, honey. Now, there's a lot of products here. Foxy Lady, it says. We have several different palettes. We have a Purple Haze palette. We have lip duos. We have a highlight. We have a candle. cosmetic bag, nail kits. Initial thoughts, Kate. Are you a rock and roll fan?
So,
would you buy a palette in the shape of a guitar? How are you feeling about this?
I'm kind of just grappling with the fact that, like, would the Jimi Hendrix estate, I guess.
They signed off.
Yeah, but, like, were he alive, would he be, like, really, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, maybe as rockers age, they'd be like, yes, give me that
Prince
makeup
sold
money.
Prince Estate did an Urban Decay collection last year. I feel like everyone's getting licensed crazy. Everybody's
just
signing over their rights.
Yeah, and, like, do I need a Jimi Hendrix makeup line? Like, that just makes me sad for his legacy. I don't need this. I will say I actually do like some of the palettes, like
yeah.
the actual shades on the palette. I like the Bold as Love one.
Listen, the rock and roll guitar shape palette is cute. If you have a kid or a person in your life that is really into music, and
sure,
this might be a really cute thing to get them, but it's not giving Jimmy, honey. It's
no,
not
this
giving
is not,
Jimmy.
No, 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 no. Like, when you think of what he
didn't he like plaster cast his giant dick.
Like, I don't know, but he was apparently did have a big dick.
Yeah, I just feel like this doesn't have big dick energy.
No, this isn't. Also, this is like the opposite of what rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear it doesn't feel
a guitar shaped palette. Also,
yeah, yeah. It should have been in the shape
of a dick.
Of his big dick.
There we go.
Now we can talk.
I mean, I will say also, this is a nightmare for storage. Can you imagine trying to store
no.
a guitar shaped palette?
Taking it with you somewhere. It would be sticking out of your bag.
It'd be so embarrassing. You would bust it out. You
accidentally
strum it
scrape
for
somebody
like
on the subway
yeah.
with the front of it.
I don't. This doesn't scream Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
to me. This screams.
I feel like he. Listen, do I know him? No, but why now? Why 2022 is Jimi Hendrix's palette coming out?
Well,
Kate?
That's like, the other question I have. Like, my dad was at Woodstock.
Yeah.
And saw him perform.
Oh, wow.
But like my kids might know who Jimi
yeah.
Hendrix is, but like they aren't gonna want. They want Olivia Rodrigo's
right, right.
guitar shape.
They're gonna want
makeup palette,
the driver's license palette.
Yes,
I honestly do too. If
oh,
I'm being
same.
Honest.
No, she's great.
I love her.
Hard same.
Okay, well, I had to know your thoughts.
That's
the last, one. Let's see what it is. I think I remember. I'm texting it to you now. Like I said, Fast Beauty. Everyone's just licensing themselves out.
I think that's. I haven't thought a lot about Fast Beauty, and I
yeah.
really appreciate... Oh, no.
So this is the Care Bears Wet n' Wild collection.
I want it.
Now, you are kind of... Again, you're a couple years older than me, so you're from the Care Bear era.
I am.
So...
This is...
Yeah.
This is... I was born in 1979.
Yeah.
So this hits...
Peak Care Bear energy.
I was, five in 1984.
Mm-hmm. That's when I was born.
Yeah, see, so
Holla back, 84.
Right. You
yeah,
miss...
Yeah.
You kind of come
the
in.
The tail end. No, I did love a Care Bear, though. I had Care Bear sheets on my little bed.
You did.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
this.
I want to be 5 years older. That is my favorite era in terms of the music. Like, you could have gone to see the best bands when you were old enough to go see them.
Yeah.
I was just a little too young for Vanna, Pearl Jam. Like,
oh, yes.
You
I
were
agree.
The peak.
Yeah. You got stuck with like Hanson
yes.
and like.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're great. But
Boy Meets World. I
have so many friends that are your age, and I've seen their photos of them. Because again, you were in college when I was like in high school. Like,
yes.
Y'all had the best music, the best clothes.
It was awesome.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
And yes, like I listened to Nirvana when I was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peak.
92.
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm not, I wasn't cool. Let's
but
make sure
you,
we understand.
But
what's
you were in
here.
Your own way. You had all these resources.
I wore plaid boxers shorts underneath mini skirts.
Yeah.
That was my grunge
mm-hmm.
with my Doc
oh,
Martens.
Yeah. What a rebel, honey.
I was so rebellious. Really pushing the limits there in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Okay, I love this.
Okay, yeah. And again,
100%
this is,
I want this.
This is a full line Care Bears X Wet n Wild. We have a serum, a highlighter, a bronzer, a blush, a face palette, a setting spray, lashes, eyelash curler, nails, gem face mask. They really put out some prods.
This is a ton of stuff.
Get, honey, Fast Beauty. So what's catching your eye, Kate? We have
Hydrating face mist, yes.
Okay. How about these little makeup sponges? They are cute.
Let me get to them. Actually, the makeup sponges are cute, and they are in more of a beauty blender shape.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the donut.
The donut, yeah, yeah.
The glitter looks really fun. They have shine glitter gels.
The palette, it's very colorful.
Yeah, not.
You don't strike me as an orange eyeshadow gal, no offense.
Oh, none taken. Yeah. I can barely wear like a peach without feeling like I'm...
It is cute, though.
This is something I would buy for my kids who are 9 and 11 and who really do exploring with makeup and testing out their personal styles.
Oh, yeah.
But then I would secretly steal little parts of it.
Mm-hmm. The nails are cute. They have little press-on nails, which I'm into these days because I let my nail manicures lapse. I stopped going. I had to.
Oh, yes.
Well, just because I feel like I'm not going to be able to be going.
It's a lot.
Postpartum. So this I gave
them up. Let your light shine. What is this? Oh, it's a highlighter. So the highlighters are cute.
Okay. And Wet n Wild does make great highlighters.
And
famously.
I like Wet n Wild, also another cruelty-free brand.
I think they might not be anymore.
What?
Normally, I only include cruelty-free brands in this. I don't know. There's conflicting info out there. It's everybody do your own research.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm not sure.
Okay, okay.
Everybody look into it. But these brands flip all the time. You never know. But I had to show it to you. I knew, being
I
a baby of the 80s, that you would appreciate
it. Yeah,
those.
I love. And that's the kind of like revival that I'm okay with.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next segment, and I didn't warn you about this, so hopefully you have an answer,
okay.
But this is a segment called The Internet Made Me Buy It.
Oh, yeah, I've got it.
Internet made me buy it. Internet made me buy it.
And yes, Kate, I do record these all myself, if the voice sounds familiar. The Internet made me buy it. Have you bought anything recently off your phone that you just impulsively needed? And how did it turn out?
I buy shit like nonstop.
Okay,
like sometimes
good.
I buy stuff off my phone and I do it in this kind of elevated high state where I'm sober,
but
I'm also high from the shopping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it arrives and I have the vaguest memory of ordering it.
Yes.
I will say.
Anything recent come to mind?
I mean,
and if it's in the beauty category, I won't be mad at it.
Okay. Well, I did go crazy on some like mint candles.
Okay.
The
like
internet,
mint scent?
Mint scent, yeah.
Okay.
The internet didn't make me buy it necessarily, but I did buy one of these homesick candles just from an ad. Like, and then I thought I was buying it from an ad, and then it turned out a person I know was selling it.
Oh, wow.
But I moved
interesting.
It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
I moved so quickly that I didn't register. It was like a...
Is this an MLM?
No.
Okay. I was like, oh, no.
No.
Do I have to throw this out?
It's not an MLM.
Okay. These candles are nice. I love them.
Yeah, I like them too.
I bought them for gifts for people too.
That's what I did. You can personalize them.
They're very fun. I got a Lotka one for the holidays as a gift. It was so cute. Yeah.
In terms of things that the internet has made me buy, oh, well, yes. Fuck. I bought a Goop product.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. And it was from the internet. I watched a video of Gwyneth Paltrow moisturizing her legs, and then I immediately was like, I need that.
Wow.
And then I bought...
Got duped by Goop.
I don't know what I was watching, but she was like, I use this every day. And then I was like, I need it. Mm-hmm. And I bought their body butter.
How much was it?
I think it was like $50.
Yeah.
And
how was it, though?
You know what? I put it on last night after my shower, and I like it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Is it better than other body butters?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing... That I
can't believe you got duped by Goop.
Oh, I've actually kind of gotten sucked in because there's a Goop kitchen near me.
Mm, whoa, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, and you would like it because there's vegan offerings.
I need to go, yeah.
I've only done the takeout, the delivery, but it's annoyingly actually good. The food's good.
Yeah.
And that made me annoyed.
Wow, I gotta go.
Also, I bought their face cream too, and that's good.
The one that she dipped the French fry into and ate on Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, God. I don't remember this. Yeah. So I don't know. She, I hope not.
Because it's food grade.
Oh, she's so much. She's so excellent.
Hey, you just gave her your damn money, Kate. You have no right.
No, I know. I have no scruples.
Yeah. I wanted that vagina candle, to be honest. More out of curiosity.
Same. It probably smells fine.
I know. I want it. I'll buy it today.
You know, maybe.
It's expensive.
Is it?
I'm going to look it up. If it was $20, I would have bought it on the spot.
Is it like $60?
Let's see. Vagina candle goop.
Candles are so expensive.
They are. They really are. And if you, it's $72.
Oh, come on.
The vagina candle from Goop is $75. Are you fucking kidding me? That's offensive. Like, even if it was $50, I would have been offended.
Yeah, we got to get under 30.
I'm adding it to cart. I'm just kidding.
Well, but this is the thing.
If I was super rich, I'd buy it as a bit. For sure.
100%.
But sorry, I'm not rich enough to ironically purchase things yet.
Nor I. I also did get like a, hey, we're selling you these shoes in my inbox the other day. And I ordered them even though I'm going to return them because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
But they're like P448 sneakers.
Hmm.
And it was like, these are 15% off. And I was like, okay, yeah. Even though.
See, that's why I unsubscribed to all those emails. Because yes. They get me so easy.
And I, in my brain, I was like, this is too much money. You're out of your mind. But then I was like, but the 15% off. Yeah. Clickety-click and return
they
it.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing
it's
with those damn emails.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But it actually comforts me to know that you still fall victim to these things as a woman who works in the wellness beauty space. Because I feel sometimes that I'm very jaded by the whole marketing things. So the fact that you still make these same choices that I make and then feel bad about it, that comforts me. Because you're Kate Spencer. How many beauty products do you have? You don't need any to buy anything.
None. I don't need any.
Yeah.
I've been generously gifted many.
Same, yeah.
/ I've purchased plenty.
Yeah.
And I think there's this like, what am I trying to fix inside me?
Yes, yes.
What is this, the seeking of the perfect face cream?
Or and the Gwyneth body cream.
Gwyneth body, which is it better or worse than any other body cream? I don't know. Yeah, and I don't think anybody is immune from really good marketing. Oh, I'm sucked into internet ads.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Well, you've seen, what was that documentary called? About how Facebook is rotting our brains.
I didn't
Social
watch it.
Dilemma?
Yeah, I didn't watch it because I was like, I can't.
You got to watch it.
Than I already do.
No, you got to watch it. It's important to be aware. But no, they know everything about us. Everything you hit like on it, they know and they cater. All I'm getting now is maternity clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And baby shit. And I've clicked a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting me.
Of course they are.
They know I'm pregnant. They know I have a baby coming.
They know everything. Well, and I do feel like anytime you're at a new stage of life, you're especially vulnerable to advertising, right? Because you don't know what's coming.
Oh, they got me with that damn rug. That rug in there.
Oh, it's cute,
like,
though, that blue rug?
Yeah, they're like, you don't want your baby walking on chemicals, do you?
Oh, see, this is...
And I'm just like, my baby has 5G coursing through his veins. Yeah. I hold my phone all day.
Yeah. And you live in Los Angeles where the air is basically
toxic. Okay, I drink out of a plastic goddamn water bottle. Like, my baby... He's doing his best, but no. But they got me. I bought that damn rug. I was like, I don't want my baby breathing in chemicals.
Fumes from the mat. Yes.
Oh my God.
There's all this, which it's hard because in some, it is valid to know and understand what's being put in the things that you own, right?
Oh,
and there can be things that are not good for you. But then there's this also, all you have to do is buy the right thing.
Right.
And you'll save everybody from health crises.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's not how it works.
No. Plus, this rug company wouldn't give me a discount. I didn't ask for a free rug. I just DM'd them and said, can I have a 15% off discount? And they said, we don't give discounts.
Now, off the record, what's the rug company?
Oh, I'll have to look it up and tell you. But I think I already did this rant on Nashville. I don't know if it's aired. I have no concept of time or space. But I was like, I'm not going to ever tag you, bitch. That's it. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just not going to tag you. I didn't ask for it because I'm of who I am. I do that all the time with companies and they'll go, sure. Use code welcome.
Oh,
yeah.
I never do this.
Honey, we love a bargain. Nobody out there ever pay retail. Okay. DM the company and say, hey, I'm on a budget. I want to try this. Do you have a code I can use? And they'll give you a 10% off. They'll give you one.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never thought
this damn rug company. I'll tell you that.
So you're like, hey, I'm a influencer.
I don't even mention that. No, I just go, hey, I want to buy this rug. It's already in the cart. Seeing if you have a code, because I Googled in there. I can't find one. For 15%, 10 off, whatever.
Yeah, give me like a slice.
And I never go, can I have something free? I'll post. Never.
Right, no.
And if you do that, good for you, because, honey, get your check. I just asked, and they were like, due to our ethical supply chain, we don't give discounts. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Fair. Fair. But I ain't tagging your bitch ass, am I? No. When my baby's room is in apartment therapy, okay, when I get my feature on my house, honey, you ain't getting tagged. In fact, I'm going to have them Photoshop your bitch ass out of the room, okay? No one's going to know where I got you, bitch. Don't fuck with Jackie J, okay? Sorry, Kate, you hit a nerve.
No, I love an angry rant about a rug.
Listen, just give us a 10%. Are you joking?
Also, like, do you also get swayed anytime a company's like, sign up for the email?
Oh, yeah, of course. I do it every time.
But then the 10%, like, it's like $7. I know,
but and I'm like, it's important to me. I like to feel like I had a little something.
But then you're like in this entrapped relationship with the company.
Well, I just unsubscribe instantly.
You do? I got to get better at that. They're like on my texts.
Oh, no. I get the text too. I get the text too, because they're getting more and more invasive in our lives now.
The text marketing
is too much.
Leave me alone.
Have you been getting bots?
Over text?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be like, hey, Jason, take this weight loss pill. Like, they don't even know.
I get a lot of weight loss ones. Yeah. I got one the other day that was like, this is Citibank. Your account has been breached. Click here. And I'm like, bitch, I don't have Citibank.
Yeah,
so
I've gotten those.
This
too.
Is a scam. Everybody be careful out there with your texts, okay? Okay, Kate, we're almost done. We don't have that long. So I'm going to ask you two more questions.
Okay, I love this.
You already talked about this a little bit, about your daughters.
Yeah.
Because of what you do for a living, have they picked up on any of this self-care stuff? What is their relationship like with their beauty and their self-care? What do you buy them? What do they ask you to buy? How is that all going?
Okay.
As someone who's about to be a parent... Yeah. And as a daughter myself, and the relationship that I had growing up with my beauty and my products and things, I was very curious about this.
So my daughters are 9 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they're coming into their teenhood. They're coming into womanhood.
Yep. And they, it's interesting. They like to experiment with makeup. And I just let it happen and keep my mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Because I think my instinct, especially growing up, at the time I did, is like, you can't wear makeup to school.
Right.
You're nine.
You want to protect their youth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, you know what? They're not seeing makeup in the same way that me, 42-year-old mm-hmm. woman, is seeing
right.
it. So they love to like experiment and just walk around with stuff on their face. Yeah. And I just am like, okay, great. You do you.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be really funny. It's like, one day they'll put mascara on and I don't realize it. And then the next morning they're like, they don't wash their face. Like they don't take it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're all on our own journeys.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
My older daughter, I'm trying to kind of get her to understand like washing your face mm-hmm. and putting on, but it's like really funny. The things you assume people know how to do, like she doesn't understand, like she'll put on cream and she'll just be like this in
okay,
one
yeah,
spot.
Okay, yeah, just dab it on.
It on mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you got to rub it all over.
Yeah.
Like you actually have to teach these things.
Yeah.
So they will, like, especially my oldest will use like a CeraVe face wash
okay. mm-hmm.
when she remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got from Elf. They sponsored our podcast briefly.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. And I love their product. They don't sponsor us now, but I love their stuff.
Well, we need to get them to send you the Dunkin' Donuts.
Listen.
Do we need to slide into the DMs
see? I might need to be like,
worth it.
I am a niche mm-hmm. Generation mm-hmm. X Massachusetts influencer. That there's like a acne roller.
Oh.
That she likes for their pimples. Mm-hmm. So I just had to order one of those for her. And then here's where their mom having a beauty and self-care podcast really works to their benefit, which they don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that I, like, my youngest needed like a skin cream and I had this like half-used Tatcha water cream.
Oh, wow.
And I said to her, I was like, this is really nice stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just so you know.
You probably will never understand how nice this is.
Because I had it and it's like kind of the perfect, it's such a light,
it's
a
wonderful.
Lovely face cream
it's
for
wonderful.
A.
That's the one in the blue?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
For a nighttime, just a little, some.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I was like, oh boy, am I really giving my child Tatcha? But I had some and I didn't want it to go to waste and I'm not using it right now.
She deserves Tatcha.
So, And she also, I think we're working with Native again. Mm-hmm. So she's using their deodorant. Oh, yeah. She wanted to try deodorant. So I was like, okay, I like Native. Let's try this.
And they have all those new fun scents.
Yes.
They sent me the Baked by Melissa, like, vanilla cupcake one. And I'm like, honey, I'll take it.
See, they sent me a cucumber mint body wash that's so,
like your body shop.
Yes. A cucumber smell. I've been looking for a cucumber perfume.
Yeah.
If anyone has any hot tips, I want a cucumber fragrance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Put me in with those cucumbers. Yeah. So,
put me in cuke. That was horrible, Kate. Don't patronize me.
Put me in cuke.
Put me in cuke.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Put me in cuke.
I support them trying to just take care of themselves, mm-hmm. but they don't really fully understand, like, what self-care is. But yes. they, like, are on another planet yes. just in terms of, like, how they're growing up versus how I grew up.
Yes.
It's so different. Whole
different world.
It's so different, and I'm so grateful it is, but sometimes it just blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. Whole other world out there.
The way they talk, it's just, yeah.
I would love to hang out with them for an hour.
It's fascinating.
And just pick up all the vernacular.
They call everybody sus.
Oh, yeah.
They're into shipping.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A sus and a ship.
Yeah, why not?
They are very accepting of people's gender identity, sexuality. Their sexuality is very fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are their understanding?
They have more options. It's more open. It's just so. It's not like us, where everything was binary. No,
when they talk about people's crushes, it's like, oh, and she likes her, and last week she liked him. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
That rigidity and the homophobia and heteronormative stuff that we grew up with. And also, again, my kids are growing up in Los LA, Angeles. Yeah. So that's very different than if they were going up somewhere else. I want to, you know, recognize that. But
now I want to use that Baked by Melissa deodorant they sent me. I haven't opened it yet. Smells good.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that you would put a cupcake smell in your armpits, but you wouldn't put a donut smell on your face.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Neck up is a different story.
It's closer to your nose.
I do love an armpit scent.
Oh.
Like, I have on the Schmitz lime right now.
Oh, wow.
And I love the lime. Oh, don't judge me. Are you judging me again?
No, I was trying to, like...
Are you deodorant shaming me?
A little bit.
Tracy Chapman, lime deodorant. You know what? I'm my own person.
First Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Now, what will be next?
Deodorant? Who knows?
Oh, it's getting tense.
Katie Tunstall?
I did not shame that.
What was her other song? Is it Cherry Tree in the middle of nowhere, the cherry tree? Because I get her mixed up with Regina Spektor.
Oh, they're very different.
And it breaks my heart.
Oh, she's so good. Katie Tunstall, I only know Suddenly I See, but I do need to say she's a beautiful. That's still Suddenly I See.
Yeah.
Katie Tunstall,
sweetie. Black Horse in the Cherry Tree. I was right.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, honey, you've heard it.
I don't think I have.
Oh, you've heard it. Here, let me play it on Natchbute. I haven't gotten in trouble for playing anything yet, so go ahead.
What if it's Katie Tunstall who really calls you in?
I hope it is. I want her to get her check. Okay, here, you've heard this.
2, 3, 4.
Ooh. Oh, yes, I
Come
have
Come on,
this.
Kate. The other rom-com song
yes,
of the
I
world.
Have heard this.
I could redo this with something really fun. Yeah, you know.
I know this.
Okay, every white lady knows that song, Kate. Every white lady knows.
Wait, Jackie, can I tell you, in KT Tunstall's Wikipedia, Suddenly I See was a popular hit featured in The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yes.
Blind Dating. Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Love, Rosie, Thrillville, and as a campaign song on the Hillary Clinton 2008 presidential campaign.
Wow. A veritable
who's who
of pop culture phenoms.
Wow.
We were right.
We were right about Devil Wears Prada.
Yet we weren't sure, so therefore we shouldn't take credit.
And I think, I can't remember if it's a montage or if it's when she's like running to the through New York on the first day of work at Vogue.
And she's in her like nerdy outfit.
Yep, she's so awkward.
Oh my goodness. Well, my last question for every guest, and I believe this is covered on Forever 35 as well, self-care rituals, Kate. What rituals make you that you absolutely have to have every day?
Coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's we set our coffee up the night before so that it goes off.
Very prepared. Yeah.
Like at a certain time mm-hmm. and the smell and like the ritual
yes.
of coffee. And then every morning I sit and do my Wordle.
Every day.
I love it. I do it. I save it for kind of like right after my kids go to school. Like, yeah. 8 a.m.
Okay. Do you ever like itch for it? You're like, oh, as soon as they leave, I'm getting Wordle.
Yes. Or I'll sneak it out.
Because the thrill is kind of waned for me.
Okay.
I'm still enjoying it, but.
For me, it's like
I got it in 6 days. I got it on the last try.
Oh, today was six for you. Oof. Oh, those are the worst days.
But I was at the edge of my seat. I was just like, "Am I going to pull this off?"
I have not ever missed one yet.
Oh,
and
I missed three.
I'm terrible. Like my OCD. Yes. I feel like it's going to really throw me off.
Yes,
and I'm wary of that.
Yeah.
So those are two things like I love to do in the morning. Mm-hmm. I also make my bed every
okay.
day.
Yeah, it's
which
important.
Is not something I did until I was like 34.
Yeah.
And I think if my husband had his druthers, he doesn't care.
I don't either. But I've learned to live with it because Ben's a bed maker.
Oh, yeah. I need it neatly made, not thrown together. I need it crisp.
Like tucked in.
Yes.
Hotel style.
It's just got to look nice. Yes. It just makes everything feel better.
Yes.
And then one thing I have been doing at night that is like part of my skincare self-care is that I've been using the Dr. Dennis Gross Spectralite LED light face mask.
Oh.
Gifted to me.
Uh-huh.
Did not pay for it.
How much are those?
Oh,
$600?
Like $400.
Okay, yeah.
Absurd.
Yeah.
But that is a thing that that is a skincare tool that is so easy to use. I can do it daily.
Yeah.
And I notice a difference and I actually look forward to it.
Wow. Is it a red light?
Yeah, they have a red and a blue, and then they have a button where it's a combo, so I do the combo.
I will say, I remember over Quar, at one point, you were talking to Dory about how you were like, oh, I love my body, I love aging, but I've noticed my forehead wrinkles.
Mm.
They're very light. They look lighter. Am I crazy? Do you think the mask has helped?
I think retinol has helped. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm tempted by the touch of bow.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to ever, like at this point in my life, I think when I was younger, I was like, I would never inject things into my face. But now I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
everybody's right to have a little something. We don't judge.
No, we don't. And I just think like, you're never going to escape the standards of what we assume beauty are.
Yes.
Like even though I do feel very honored to age and I actually like being in my 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Like we live in a youth-obsessed culture and like there's going to be parts of me that give into that.
Yes.
I use retinol every other night.
Good for you. I miss it.
Oh, that's right. You can't use it.
I miss Botox too, if I'm being honest.
Do you know what? You look amazing.
Thank you.
Do you know what someone told me that they start? I just have been trying this product.
Bakuchi oil?
What's that?
Bakuchi oil?
No, fuck that shit. Okay. Sorry.
Fair.
No disrespect to the many brands who have products with that in it.
Tell me how you really feel, Kate.
Well, and I, again, don't know about the cruelty-freeness of this
line.
Yeah. So you feel free to delete this. But
okay.
IS Clinical Active Serum.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I just have been using a sample and I love it. And someone DM'd me and was like, oh, I used this when I was pregnant because I couldn't use retinol. But I don't know what their, status is.
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you. They test on animals, Kate.
They do,
which is unfortunate because I've heard it's great.
God damn it.
I've heard it's great. But yes, they do test.
All right. See, this is why you're so necessary in this space.
Yeah.
You played it twice.
Sometimes you have to nail it in. You know what I mean?
I mean, one more time wouldn't hurt. Just really, thank you. All right.
Oh, that poor monkey.
I take it back.
That poor monkey with his IS clinical, his face snatched, but he hates it. Okay. He's not having a good time.
Nope.
Oh my gosh, Kate, I have to let you go, but I've been having such a nice time.
It's so nice to see you.
It's so nice to see you. Thank you for coming over. Thank you for your wonderful book, for sending it to me.
I'm so honored.
And by the way,
you even
the notepad is clutch. So you sent in your little PR boxes pad. Now, I'm not using it correctly. You're supposed to put everything by time, but I love it.
This company that makes them is called Balance Bound.
Balance Bound.
And they are a wonderful small business, woman-owned company.
Yes.
And they make the best, like, planner.
What a
and
great gift.
Products.
Because I would have never bought this for myself.
I love this. I use it. They sent this to me, and I was like, I'm obsessed with this notepad.
Yes.
And so I was very honored that they agreed to include it in our little gift box.
Oh, we love it. Tell everybody, in case they're living under a damn rock, where we can find you, Forever 35. In a New York Minute, anything else coming up you want us to check out?
Thank you so much for even asking and letting me share.
Of course.
Where you can find me. So my new book, In a New York Minute, is a lighthearted romantic comedy, and that can be found wherever you buy books, borrow books, listen to books.
But you can't borrow my copy, hun, because I don't want you to forget to give it back.
No. And Forever 35 is the podcast that I co-host with my friend Dori Shafrir. That's wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And normally on the internet, I'm just mostly on Instagram, at Kate Spencer.
Yeah, I love that. Actually, I had a segment about reading tweets, and I was going to play the song and then go, you quit Twitter, why? But we don't have time. We're going to have to get into it another time.
You know what? That was probably one of the biggest self-care things I've ever done for myself. And my mental health is getting off of Twitter.
Yeah.
I've
been attacked on Twitter a few times, and it is intense.
Yeah.
Don't tweet jokes about Dua Lipa's podcast. Learn that lesson.
No way.
Learn that lesson.
The Dua Lipa fans came for you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are her fans called? Like, you know, BTS has Army? Yeah,
like Leapies.
Are they called Leapies?
Leap Leaps. I have no idea. I didn't ask them. I had to mute the thread, and it probably is still going. They're probably still calling me a nobody, you know, all these things. And it's like, it doesn't hurt me, but it was just how much of it was so invasive, you know? And my only point is that she's an absolutely stunning, talented, young, beautiful pop star. Why does she need a podcast? That's all I was saying.
I think that's a valid question. That's all I was saying.
But you know what? They weren't having it. You're just jealous. You nobody. I'm like, this is triggering some deep shit for me,
like
guys.
It's like high school, but worse.
Yeah. It's fine. Twitter's a nightmare. I respect it, Kate.
Thank you.
I respect that you got out of the game.
I mean, I got out of that one game. I'm still in all the other games.
That's true, but there's plenty of games to go around.
Fair.
Kate, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. You're the best.
Oh, delightful as always. It's so lovely to see you in all three of your drinks.
I'm going to add a fourth the next time
I can't. You got to get a. We have fizzy water. I could have gotten you one out of
the
fridge.
You know what? It would have made things better.
Let me play my outro music. Where is it? Here it is. You deserve to be happy, everybody. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Kate, do you cream your neck?
Yes, every day.
There you go. That's all I needed to know.